considering the results of last night, to get right back out there?
It really is, because what it allows you to do is kind of, you don't forget about a loss like a couple days ago. I mean, it's rivalry, a game. We lost a lot in that game when you talk about the division. But it gives us an opportunity to focus on a big game. You know, you got Giants coming in here. These guys are very physical. They're a good football team, kind of going through the same things that we are right now, trying to get their season back on track. They got a win last week, and they're fired up. And I know over the last after last year, the letdown that they had, they're looking forward to getting December, the end of November and December going, because in this league, in this game, and if you win games late in November and in December, you know, it usually equates to you having some postseason play. And so they're just like us. We're both hungry. We both need to get back on track. And they're coming in with a very tough running game, something that we haven't been able to do is stop the run over the last few weeks. So what a challenge we have at hand. And they're going to be fired up. It's the big stage. It's Thanksgiving. Everybody will be watching. So it's an excellent opportunity for us.
When you talk on Sunday about getting the attitude right, because it really kind of starts with that, as far as in this locker room, how is the attitude?
You know, so it's interesting because, you know, when as a team, you don't want to ever be too tight, but at the same time, you don't want to be too lax. And we're on a four-game slot, so there's a fine line. And, you know, as a veteran player, as a coaching staff, you're like trying to feel like where are we at as a team right now? And I really feel like our guys understand what has to happen. You know, now does that go out and equate to transferring onto the field and getting it done? You know, we'll see. But I feel like the sense of urgency is here. Guys understand what we need to do and how important it is for us to get back on track and how important it is for us to go out on Thursday and get a win. And it's a very short week. You know, it's not going to be a real physical week this week. This is a real big mental day for us because tomorrow is like a Saturday, and here we are playing on Thursday. So hopefully guys are going to use what happened a couple days ago as motivation to go out on Thursday and get the job done.
I mean, one of the keys in defensively, you mentioned the run defense. Probably a little bit not of a coincidence that there's been four losses when that's happened. There's been other factors, but what's gotten away from you guys in the run defense side of it? I mean, from the beginning, you guys were obviously stopping around 79 yards a game or something like that during the start.
And in watching the film and breaking the film down, you know, the intensity's there. No doubt about it. Guys are going out and playing hard. But the accountability part of it all. Guys are pressing, especially late in games. It seems like when we have our biggest problems in the fourth quarter, late in the third quarter, teams are starting to take off in the run game against us because guys are pressing a little too hard to make a play. And when they do that, you have a guy who's in his gap. All of a sudden, at the last second, he jumps out of his gap to go help somebody else. And in doing so, just got vacated, and for the past 3 weeks, the other team, the opponents, they found it every time. I mean, it's amazing. Like, you know, you play so solid. Even the first half of that game the other day against the Chargers, I think they had 45 yards rushing or something like that, which isn't bad against that type of team. But then the second half, I mean, you're out there, you're slugging away at it, trying to make a play. Everybody wants to be that guy to change the momentum of the game, and in doing so,
what's the score getting away from you guys in the second half in a lot of these games recently contribute to that? Because like you said, it's human nature a little bit once you're out on the field a lot and you know you're constantly they're constantly running the ball at you that something's going to break sometimes. I mean, is that difficult? I mean,
it really is. It's difficult because you know, it's 13-3 in that ball game from much of the game. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you look at the scoreboard and you're like, whoa, what happened? And, you know, especially at the end of the game when you put your big run down stop, your run stopping unit on the field and they're still chalking up yards. That's tough. It really is. And like I said, it goes back to, once again, guys just, I'm not going to say, not being accountable. You know, you're worried about the guy next to you. You have to trust in the guy next to you that he's going to get his job done. And when you're pushing to make a play, make your play. Make your play. And just believe that the guy next to you is going to do his job. And, as the game's been going on, we've been losing some of that. We've been losing that discipline, and we got to get back to that.
Funny, does discipline and composure go hand in hand? Does that explain some of the frustration, you know, that kind of took over?
Well, the other night, I mean, everybody's talking about the composure part of it, and I was too, because it's frustrating when you're out there and you're playing hard and things aren't going your way, and things like the personal fouls, the flags keep flying, the refs, every time you turn around, somebody's jaw-jacking the opponent. It's like, look, we can't talk. Look at the scoreboard. If you want to talk, talk with your hat in your hands in between the plays, because this isn't working for us. You know, for whatever reason, this isn't working for us. It's working for them. It's not working for us, because you look at the scoreboard, they don't have to say anything. The scoreboard says it all. And so, you know, that's kind of the things that we were trying to tell our guys. Like, listen, we can't, we have to focus on, that's not working for us. We need to focus on playing the downs. And so, and then you get frustrated because sometimes, you know, it's always a second. And so, no doubt about it, the Chargers were fired up and they were doing some things. And they were the first guy. It's always the second guy to get caught, that gets caught. And, you know, you would think that after the first time our guys would realize that and understand that. But, you know, the competitive nature takes over. Passion or intent, and we made some bad decisions. And the ref, like I said, he always caught the second guy, and it wasn't what he thought it was. I'm sure when the refs went back and looked at the film, they said, okay, that wasn't a punch. The guys were pushing, shoving. That happens on every play. But in this game, with so much hype leading up to it, the fierceness of the rivalry all played factors.
You know, dynamics of
locker room,
dynamics of games, dynamics of just, you've been through pretty much all of it during your career. When something like the emotional thing happens with Noshon and the emotion comes out and, you know, a player shoving it, do you necessarily have a problem with that? Or is there, I mean, like you said, the lines that you cross, or sometimes you straddle. Where does that fit in?
Well, you know, if that was a game where you come back and you win the game, then it's nothing. That was a small thing on the sideline, a spat between two players. And that's really all it was, even in a loss, but it's magnified. You know, two very good players, very passionate about the game. Noshon showed that he's a passionate guy too. You know, he's competitive too, and it means a lot to him. And you know, we always say, coaches and players, you know, what happens on the field on Sunday stays on the field on Sunday, because you know, as you get into the heat of the battle, things are going to be said sometimes, things are going to be done, but it's all in the heat of battle. It's all in that, you know, how intense the game is going, the passion of it, right. And you leave it.
So you think it's over?
So that's over and done. You know what happened? You know, whatever was said, whatever was, you know, somebody stepped up and showed what kind of guy they were, or kind of man they were, or player they are, and you move past it. And as you go forward, then you remember that. I mean, of course you remember it, but these guys, they're fine. I mean, that was all in the heat of battle. It happens all the time. I've been in a situation before where I went after my coach to choke him, you know, my position coach. And, you know, we laugh about it. I didn't get there because the player stepped in between us. But, you know, we laugh about it now. You know, that's just all memories later on down the road. But, you know, what happens. And unfortunately, it was caught on camera. And unfortunately, it was at an inopportune time. But it happens.
Bonnie, you talked about the rush defense. Concerns this week with Brandon, what the Giants present in terms of their rushing offense.
These guys over the last several years have been very good in rushing the ball. I mean, they have some very good backs. That offensive line has been together for quite some time now. Very experienced group. They're very physical. Like, they get the ball downhill. There's no surprises. There's nothing fancy. It's just old school football. And so, you know, we need to get back to playing physical against the run and stopping it. And so this is going to be a great test for us. Jacobs is such a big back and coming downhill. So, you know, tackling is going to be very important. Sometimes some of our small guys are going to have to make great one-on-one tackles. And then, you know, as a defensive group, we're going to have to get to the ball. Like I said, tremendous test for us, especially after the last 4 weeks. Giving up how amazing the Chargers are in the game, something crazy. That's going to be a big part of the game for us.
You talk about guys jaw-jacking with each other at home.